morning, afternoon, and evening to all of our viewers out there. My name is Karina, and welcome back to the Asian Girl Podcast. In this self-talk series, I'm going to talk about how does social media impact my life as a Gen Z, and how I express myself through social media. So if you're just hanging out with me, grab a snack, grab a coffee, and let's get started. My generation, Gen Z, are also called digital natives because we grew up shaped by technology and we are integrated it as a part of our daily life, especially when technology made social media happen. When I was little, social media is just a platform to connect people and engage with each other. But now it has evolved to be a more visual media platform where you can upload your pictures, any video you're singing, and also updating your status, tweeting, and anything you like where you can just express yourself visually to a broader audience. But this is the beginning of all the major problem we have as a Gen Z. We're starting to notice that social media have made like a social hierarchy or social status for us to be accepted in a community. What I mean is that we are being judged by our number of followers, number of likes we got, how aesthetic is our pictures that we are uploading to the social media, and how we fulfill the beauty standard of our society. I was just in my early teenage years when I first engaged with social media. It takes me out from my comfort zone. I'm becoming so concerned about the numbers of followers I got, the number of likes, how aesthetic the picture that I posted, and just creating a mysterious caption so that people pay attention to it, and just caring about people who are commented my post. Like it was a big deal in my life. When someone say that my post was not aesthetic enough or just that my face look ugly in a picture, it really frustrated me a lot and it leads me to anxiety and depression. I know, it's crazy, right? But this is how it gets even more crazier. But first, let's take a break. One day, me and my friends planned to hanging out together. And I was just so happy. We were just going to spending time together, make memories, and do fun stuff together. But when I get to the cafe, when we should eat together and talk about things in our life, they are hanging out with their phone instead. And people seems to not talking to each other. And that is the moment when I felt that social media has taken over our social life. Of course, I have tried to talk to them and put my phone away, but I think that what they are cares about is just the number of likes and people that are commented in their recent post about we are hanging out together. And for me, it was confusing. And when I get home, I felt so lonely and just so empty. Like, what's wrong with this world right now? It just seems that everybody cares about their social media. So I started to change my perspective about social media and try not to integrate it as a part of my identity as a human. What I've done is I just simply don't care about the number of followers I got, the number of likes, what picture I posted, and the body or beauty standard that people put up in social media. I just don't care. Or in another word, I disappeared from social media. Yeah, I still use social media, but I just reduce the screen time a lot. And I just filter what content I watch. I stopped following accounts that give me a negative impact. And I follow positive influencers account, like the one who promote healthy food, and crafting account that give me a lot of good books recommendation. And also, I subscribe to people who have like a productive daily life vlog in their YouTube account, for example. So I successfully making myself invisible in the social media, but I absorbed a lot of positive information that are provided in social media. But when I just get comfortable in using social media that way, the COVID-19 virus came to the world. Was on pause, our regular activity was replaced by staying at home 24/7 every day. Yeah, we can do a lot of things just by staying home. I have done a lot of productive things like reading books, exercising, finish my school assignment, watching movie, playing music, cooking, and other productive stuff. There always be an extra hours of doing nothing in a day. And I'm so frustrated by that. I cannot just sit down and do nothing. I have to do something, right? And that's how I get into my first cycle of addiction to social media. Especially when in quarantine, there is a much more, like a bigger platform of social media for Gen Z. It was so popular, called TikTok. TikTok is amazing. It becomes a really popular social media platform for us Gen Z. We can become a creators, our viewers, and engage with each other. And I found it really easy to find a content that are really relatable as a Gen Z. The content that reflect how we feel as a Gen Z, being stuck in the house and struggling with our social life, and tips and tricks to becoming more productive in quarantine, how to be organized in your school assignments. Not just TikTok, actually. Instagram and YouTube and internet also play a huge role in my quarantine life. And it become like a coping mechanism for me to replace the social life that I cannot get directly in real life. And yeah, I become addicted to social media. And one day, when I meet my friends after a long time of quarantine, the first thing that they said is, "Where have you been?" And I'm just like, "What? What do you mean?" And they say, "Well, I never saw you posting anything on your social media, and you seems like you're not active, and I don't know how to reach out to you. Where have you been?" And that's how I first noticing that I have done something wrong. Let's take a break first. Am becoming addicted to social media. But I have never been active as a creator in social media. I felt that I have to contribute on something in social media, but not by updating my personal life like what most of my friends do. I actually have asked some of my friends what they think about posting in social media, how it is essential to their daily lives. And they give me a whole new perspective, but I still don't get it necessary to post about my personal life. And in 1 year, or maybe 1.5 year of quarantine, I never really posted anything on social media. But I have to contribute on something, right, on social media? I have to become a creators, not just the viewers. And this is how I starting to be aware that social media, it's actually a beautiful platform of all tones of information. So the first thing I did is actually to search for a ton of information that social media provided. I started to join a lot of online competition like Model United Nations. It was an amazing experience, writing competition. And then I also joined some webinars, very inspiring workshops. One night, I cannot sleep and I just scrolled down to my Instagram page and I found a really exciting online intercultural programs. And in that second, I just signed up for the program. The program was amazing. I have a chance to meet a lot of new friends online from all around the world. We are discussing in an online meeting about how we felt as a Gen Z, our perspective on a lot of social issues, our culture, and how we become more aware as a global citizens. With all the knowledge that I get from this amazing program, I wanted to use it to influence people so that they are all more aware about what is happening in our world right now. And this is how I started to join some social media organizations platform so that I can inspire a lot of online audience about all of the issues that are happening. The first organization that I joined is focusing on Asian youth problems. So I take a part as a content writer, writing about the model minority myth and then a lot of other social issues that are facing by Asian youth out there. Me and my friends in the organization work as a really good team. We are just expanding our organization so it impacts a more broader audience. And I feel really happy when people saying that the content that I write is really helpful for them. And I also started to join on another organization with another aim to spark a better change on the world. And this is actually how I started to notice that I have changed throughout the years with social media. I saw the world with social media. And I think it was a really amazing experience to have a social media as a part of my life as a Gen Z. I don't feel that social media is toxic anymore. I feel that it actually can help us to become a better person, to contribute to the world, to just create something that can impact others. Right now, take a time to reflect to yourself. How does social media impact your lives and how do you express yourself through social media? And this is all for me. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.